Hello, I'm Scott Cullen, and welcome to the Locked On Fantasy Hockey Podcast on the Locked On Podcast Network. Today's episode is brought to you by Rock Auto, an online parts source that offers just about anything for any kind of vehicle at reliably low prices. RockAuto.com. Today's episode, a little bit different. Some significant trades have started to trickle in the National Hockey League with trade deadline coming out on Monday, so I thought I would break them down and we'll start with the big one here between the Islanders and the Devils. The Islanders getting right winger Kyle Palmieri and center Travis Zajac. The Devils getting left winger AJ Greer, forward Mason Jobst, a first round pick in 2021 and a conditional fourth round pick in 2022. Palmieri is a five-time 20-goal scorer. He has struggled to finish this season, has just 8 goals in 34 games. Now, that's despite generating shot attempts, shots, expected goals, all at the best rates of his tenure in New Jersey. But Palmieri's scoring on 9.8% of his 5-on-5 shots this season, which is the second lowest percentage of his career. He hasn't recorded a primary assist yet this season. And a player who has good shot rates, as Palmieri does, but running through some poor percentages, that's a pretty good player to bet on moving forward. And I'm not sure that that's necessarily the calculation at play here for the Islanders. I think that they might be just as inclined to say that he's a five-time 20-goal scorer, so they think he'll score. But the underlying numbers for Palmieri are still pretty good. And so if he gets into a good situation with the Islanders, he could be up for a pretty big finish. Now, he's a 30-year-old in the final season of a contract that was quite reasonable, a $4.65 million cap hit. And, you know, given Palmieri's track record, he's going to be a popular target in free agency. But in the meantime, he can be a pretty big part of this Islanders playoff run. With Anders Lee out for the season, the Islanders do have a glaring hole in their top line. And while Palmieri is a right-handed shot, he could conceivably fill Lee's spot on the top line on the left wing. Now, Travis Zajac is a 35-year-old center who played all 1,024 games of his NHL career with the Devils. He's been a strong two-way center for most of his career, and even while he's, you know, naturally in decline in his mid-30s, he's probably been used more than he anticipated this season, thanks to Nico Hischier's injury for the Devils. And so Zajac scored 2.44 points per 60 during 5-on-5 play so far this season. That ranks 38th among players who have played at least 200 5-on-5 minutes. That's more than David Pastrnak, Nikolaj Ehlers, and Claude Giroux, among many others. So, you know, Zajac, it's been a quiet contribution because he doesn't get to pad his stats with a bunch of power play points, and the Devils aren't going anywhere fast. But, you know, that's a pretty impressive season for a guy in his mid-30s. Zajac is in the last year of a $5.75 million contract, and if he wants to continue his career next season, there probably will be teams interested in his services, due in no small part to his production this season. But probably not at that price either. Now, the Islanders, they've had a bit of a revolving door on the third line in spots beside Jean-Gabriel Pageau. So Zajac could conceivably fit in there, whether he's on the wing or whether he takes over at center and Pageau moves to the wing. But he adds, you know, tons of experience and stability to the Islanders forward group. Now, for the Devils, the prize of the deal is that they get the Islanders' first-round pick. Now, at the moment, looks like it's probably going to be in the mid-20s, depending on playoff results. And picks in that range have maybe a 62 or 63% chance of playing at least 100 games in the National Hockey League, maybe a 1 in 4 chance of becoming a top 6 forward or top 4 defenseman. So there's value there, and that's obviously why, you know, the Devils are willing to retain salary on Zajac and Palmieri's contracts. And, you know, you basically do whatever sacrificing you need to in order to get the first round pick, because that's the value in this deal. AJ Greer is a 24-year-old winger whose star is kind of dimmed from the days when he was a decent prospect in the Colorado Avalanche system. He only has 2 points in 10 AHL games this season, but a fresh start with a new organization could give Greer an outside shot at reaching the NHL. He's not a real high ceiling guy, even if he does make it. Mason Jobst is a 27-year-old who played at Ohio State. He's in his second pro season and has 15 points in 51 AHL games in his career. Doesn't seem like he has an AHL future, given that he's already 27. And now the conditional fourth round pick, if it ultimately ends up going to the Devils, might have like a 1 in 6 chance of playing at least 100 NHL games. There's not a huge value there. It's not none, but it's not a lot. So ultimately, this is a bold move for the Islanders, but absolutely the kind of move that a team in their position should make. A late first round pick for a couple of top nine forwards, getting half the salary retained, is not bad value for a contending team. Now, from the Devils' perspective, they were motivated to at least get that first-round pick. And as I said, you know, they're willing to not only, you know, send two players in the deal and retain salary. They're doing that all in one so that they can get a first-round pick rather than trying to piecemeal trades and get multiple picks back that aren't going to be first-round selections. You know, if you're getting a first-round pick for retained salary on Palmieri and Zajac, you know, if you just decide you're going to trade Palmieri, well, you're probably not getting the first. If you just decide to trade Zajac, well, you're not getting a first. And it would appear that the Devils in this case are deciding they would rather get that late first round pick rather than multiple picks further down the draft board. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. Football and college basketball are over, but the NBA and NHL are in full swing and Major League Baseball has arrived. BetOnline even covers awards, TV shows, and reality TV. They have real-time updated odds and props on almost anything you can imagine. BetOnline has you covered for all the news, scores, and odds. It's the best way to place your bets, and it's free to sign up. Head to the website, betonline.ag, or use your mobile device. Sign up today to receive a 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Use promo code LOCKEDON. At BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. Get all the sports news you need in under 20 minutes with the Locked On Today podcast. Host Peter Bukowski updates you on the latest news in every major sport with the help of our local experts. Follow the Locked On Today podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get podcasts. Well, once that Devils and Islanders deal was done, that started the ball rolling, and the Florida Panthers and Chicago Blackhawks hooked up for a significant trade. The Panthers getting center Lucas Walmark and defenseman Lucas Carlson, cornering the market on Lucas's, with Chicago getting right winger Brett Connolly, center Henrik Borgstrom, defenseman Riley Stillman, and a seventh round pick. Now, for the Panthers, Lucas Walmark, 25-year-old, he had a few seasons in Carolina in which he was a pretty effective fourth line center, could generate a little bit of offense. He had 53 points total in the two seasons prior to this one. And he joined a Chicago team that had gaping holes down the middle of the ice. So it might have looked like Walmark had a chance to expand on his previous role, but that ultimately didn't happen. He managed 0 goals and 3 assists in 16 games for Chicago. Now he goes back to Florida, where he did end last season. He had 2 points in 7 games after the Panthers acquired him from Carolina. And Walmark may have a chance to salvage this season if he could earn a regular spot in the lineup and kind of get back to playing like he did for Carolina. You know, he's still in his mid-20s. This doesn't have to be the end of the line for Lucas Walmark. He's going to be a restricted free agent in the summer. He's making $950,000 this season. You know, it's not bad if he's actually playing. If he's sitting on the outside of the roster as he was in Chicago, that salary sent then becomes a little less appealing. But I'm not sure that the Panthers are really looking at massive upside here. They're just looking maybe at a body who can come in and help. In the case of Lucas Carlson, 23-year-old left shot defenseman. He's been a spare part for the past couple of seasons. He has 2 assists in 18 games for Chicago. He has 62 points in 124 career AHL games. So maybe there are some untapped offensive skills in there. But if you look at the veterans ahead of Carlson on the Florida Panthers depth chart, he's probably still 7th or 8th. In the organization there for the Panthers, so not expecting a massive impact there. Now, for Chicago, they get Brett Connolly. He's a 28-year-old veteran winger. He's moved around a bit. Chicago is going to be his 5th NHL team, and while he's not a particularly effective play driver, Connolly does have an excellent shot, and it's allowed him to contribute mostly in a third-line role. Since 2014-2015, he scored on 15.7% of his shots, which is a pretty lofty number. That puts him 10th among players who have played at least 300 games since 2014-2015. And most of the names above Connolly on that list are famous goal scorers. Braden Point, Leon Draisaitl, Mark Scheifele, Steven Stamkos, TJ Oshie, Brad Marchand, Mikko Rantanen, Austin Matthews, you know. And then the one sort of exception to that, the famous goal scorer group, is Paul Byron, the speedy Habs winger who gets a ton of breakaways. And so he's the one lesser known in that particular top 10. But Connolly, is in, you know, he is in that top 10 for highest shooting percentage since 2014-2015. And so he still has 2 years left on his deal after this season. Cap hit of $3.5 million. So Chicago ought to be invested in getting his career back on track. He has scored at least 15 goals in four straight seasons entering 2021. But this year, has just two goals in 21 games. He's been relegated to the fourth line or the press box. And so that's things have kind of gone sideways for Brett Connolly in Florida. And now he'll have a chance in Chicago to get back on track. Now, Henrik Borgstrom is a 23-year-old who was a first-round pick of the Panthers in 2016. And he managed 19 points in 58 games for Florida. But he really hadn't quite broken through as a regular NHLer. Now, at the same time, it also looked like he wasn't really getting a great look from new management and coaching staff in Florida. And that tends to happen, right, is when new management comes in, they're not out there looking to give the prospects of a previous regime a great look and hope that they become the future of the franchise, because, you know, the managers want to get credit. And if you take over as, you know, when Dale Tallon moved back in to take over the Panthers, he's not invested in Henrik Borgstrom, who was picked by his predecessors. And just as, you know, now that Bill Zito's in there, now we're another management team removed from when Borgstrom was picked. And so you can understand how it happens. It doesn't necessarily mean that it's the right thing for the prospect. And so he's been back playing in Finland this year. Borgstrom has 19 points in 27 games. And, you know, if he's interested in returning to North America, the Blackhawks should be able to create an environment to make it work. You know, Pius Suter and Philip Kurashev have managed to make the jump this season for Chicago. And it would not be out of the question that Borgstrom, who's an unsigned restricted free agent, could still have another kick at the NHL can. He's only 23 years old. So maybe there's something there, but there's also plenty of uncertainty. Riley Stillman's a 23-year-old left-shot defenseman, son of longtime NHLer Corey Stillman. And Riley has 5 assists in 43 career NHL games over the past 3 seasons. Now, it's a small sample of games, but in those small sample of games, it does look like Stillman's defensive impacts are decent enough. You know, not enough to be a star, but, you know, he may be a depth defenseman for Chicago, and that's fine. But the defensive impacts suggest that, you know, maybe he'll get an opportunity on the third pair at some point, and then you can kind of sink or swim with those results. So Stillman's on an entry-level deal, cap hit of a little over $773,000, and will be a restricted free agent in the offseason. Now, the seventh-round pick that Chicago gets is a very tiny sweetener, I suppose, maybe a 1 in 10 chance of turning into an actual NHL player. So you can take that as maybe a negotiating edge for Chicago that they managed to secure that as well. Probably a look, we're taking on Brett Connolly's contract, and so could you throw this in too? Now, Chicago, they're the ones making the real investment in the trade, taking that Connolly contract. But they get, you know, maybe some shiny future potential in Borgstrom. On the basis of this trade alone, it looks better for Chicago. Now, if Florida uses the cap space that they just created to make a subsequent trade, maybe bring in somebody else, well, then the long-term value might swing in their direction. But if you just kind of take this trade in a vacuum, it looks like Chicago made out ahead. Rock Auto is an online parts source where you can get just about anything for any kind of vehicle. And rockauto.com is a family business serving auto parts customers online for 20 years. Go to rockauto.com to shop for auto and body parts from hundreds of manufacturers. They have everything from engine control modules and brake parts to tail lamps, motor oil, and even new carpet. Whether it's for your classic or for your daily driver, get everything you need in a few easy clicks delivered directly to your door. The rockauto.com catalog is unique and remarkably easy to navigate. Quickly, see all the parts available for your vehicle and choose the brand, specifications, and prices you prefer. Best of all, prices at rockauto.com are always reliably low, the same for professionals and do-it-yourselfers. Why spend up to twice as much for the same parts? Go to rockauto.com right now. See all the parts available for your car or truck. Write "Locked On" in their "How Did You Hear About Us" box so they know we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. rockauto.com. Be a waiver wire winner with daily fantasy hockey advice from Locked On Fantasy Hockey. I'm going to give you tips, insights, and analysis for season-long and dynasty leagues, as well as DFS. Follow the Locked On Fantasy Hockey podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get podcasts. So now that we've covered a couple of those big deals, let's take a look at the Vancouver Canucks, who have decided that they're going to keep Tanner Pearson around. Pearson was going to be an unrestricted free agent in the summer, and he has signed a three-year, $9.75 million deal to stay with the Canucks. And for a team that isn't close to a playoff spot this season, and you know, never mind their current COVID situation, if everything had gone according to plan in terms of COVID and they were just playing through the season, the Canucks were still well back of a playoff spot. And so deciding that they need the age 29, 30, and 31 seasons of a winger who's not exactly enjoying his finest season, it's a choice. You know, Pearson has 6 goals and 5 assists in 33 games. Who sees that and decides that you need 3 more years of it? And it's not as though Pearson has not had positive seasons. He's a two-time 20-goal scorer. He's had 3 seasons of more than 40 points. But Canucks are already in a really bad salary cap position, thanks to overpaying players that aren't difference makers. And you can start with Louis Erickson, but Antoine Roussel and Braden Holtby and Tyler Myers and Jay Beagle, even Sven Berchi. There's just so much wasted money on the Canucks roster that, you know, they have, according to Cap Friendly, they have like $17 million in cap space for next season with 12 players under contract. And they still need to re-sign Elias Pettersson and Quinn Hughes, the two biggest stars on the team. And they're both restricted free agents who are due for new contracts. Like the Canucks are going to have to get into some serious buyouts and cost cutting just to make a roster work. So why would you tie yourself to a multi-year contract for Pearson, someone who might be okay, or like this season, not quite okay? You know, this is the kind of deal that by itself as a one-off is not the end of the world. You know, it's not, oh my gosh, I can't believe you would pay Tanner Pearson 3 years and $9.75 million. It's, I can't believe the Canucks in their situation are paying Tanner Pearson 3 years and $9.75 million. Because as a pattern of a team committing long-term deals to players whose skills don't warrant it, it leaves the Canucks in a very precarious salary cap position in an effort to try and build around Pettersson and Hughes. Because you've got a bunch of contracts that you can't move. If you do, you're going to have to end up, you know, giving sweeteners or not getting anything of value back. And so this is really, it's hard to imagine that you would have gone through all you have as the Canucks have built this roster, as flawed as it may be, and decide that, yes, we're going to add more money to our books when we're still not sure how much we're going to be paying Elias Pettersson and Quinn Hughes. Maybe they are sure, and maybe the way this season has gone for, I'd say for both, but especially for Pettersson, who's been hurt and got off to a slow start anyway, maybe the Canucks know that they're going to be able to get a reasonable bridge deal done with Pettersson as opposed to signing him up long-term. But in any case, I think that the Canucks deciding that they were going to add yet another contract for a middle of the roster type player is it's a choice, and I'm not sure it's the right one. That will do it for today. Enjoy all the games. You can check out my work on The Athletic and McKean's Hockey, as well as Scott Cullen hockey.substack.com. And also check out Locked On Fantasy Baseball, where we have games and lots of fun stuff to analyze now. Find these podcasts, subscribe, maybe drop in a 5-star rating on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, Odyssey, wherever you get your podcasts. Stay locked in with Locked On Fantasy Hockey, your daily source for fantasy news and analysis.